Part B.
You're not coming with me, are you?
No matter how many times I turn it over and over in my mind, it doesn't seem like the right thing.
For who?
For anyone. They'll never be able to live through the talk. And Richard will never be able to get his arms around this. It will break him in half. He doesn't deserve that. He's never hurt anyone in his whole life.
Well, he can move on. People move.
His family has had this farm for over 100 years. Richard doesn't know how to live anywhere else. And my kids.
They're practically grown. You said they hardly talk to you.
Yeah, they don't say much. But Caroline is only 16. And she's about to find out about all this for herself. She's going to fall in love. And she's going to try to build a life with someone. If I leave, what does that say to her?
What about us?
You have to know. Deep down, the minute we leave here, everything will change.
Yeah, it could get better.
And no matter how much distance we put between ourselves and this house, I carry it with me. I feel it every minute we're together. And I will start to blame loving you for how much it hurts. And then even these 4 beautiful days will seem just like something sordid and a mistake.
Do you think what happens with us just happens to anyone? What we feel for each other, we're hardly 2 separate people now. Mm. And some people search all their life for this and never find it. Others don't even think it exists. You're going to tell me that this is the right thing to do? Giving it up?
We are the choices that we have made, Robert. You don't understand. Oh, don't you see? Nobody understands when a woman makes a choice to marry and have children. In one way, her life begins, but in another way, it stops. You build a life of details, and you just stop and stay steady so that your children can move, and when they leave, they take your life of details with them. You're expected to move on again, but you don't even remember what it was that moved you, because nobody tells you, so not even yourself.